Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, October 23rd, 2017. Catalonia's independence revoked, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the saint who preached a crusade at 70. U.S. senators are calling for answers on our military operations in Niger, and an unlikely food is the target of Hawaiian thieves looking to make quick money. We open this week's news with the crisis in Catalonia, where this weekend Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy invoked Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution to revoke Catalonia's independent rule. Here is Reuters reporting on what Carme Forcadell, Speaker of the Catalan Parliament, called a de facto coup d'etat.
Spain's Prime Minister says he'll sack Catalonia's leaders, forcing the region into a new election. Speaking after an emergency cabinet meeting on Saturday, Mariano Rajoy stopped short of dissolving the region's parliament, but said the Spanish government had to prevent the region from pushing ahead with independence.
We applied Article 155 because no government, I repeat, no government of any democratic country can accept that the law is ignored, that the law is violated, that the law is changed, and that all of that is done in an aim to impose their criteria on others.
Applying Article 155 now means that Spain's constitution can impose direct rule on the region. That's not a green light yet, though. It will need to be approved by the National Parliament first, which will take place on Friday. If it passes, it would be a move unprecedented since Spain returned to democratic rule in the 1970s.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. John of Capistrano. Those who are called to the table of the Lord must glow with the brightness that comes from the good example of a praiseworthy and blameless life. They must completely remove from their lives the filth and uncleanness of vice. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. John of Capistrano. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
John was born in Capistrano in 1385. His father having passed away early in his youth, he received his education from his mother until she sent him to study law at Perugia. He fought against corruption and bribery as governor of Perugia, and when war broke out between Perugia and Malatesta, he was sent as an ambassador to make peace with the Malatesta. John married a wealthy lady from Perugia, but a dream of St. Francis convinced him to annul his unconsummated marriage and enter the Franciscan order. He studied under St. Bernardine of Siena, and while still a deacon, was permitted to preach publicly. After his ordination, he was a renowned preacher throughout all of Italy, with the additional gift of healing. Pope Calixtus III asked him to preach a crusade at the age of 70 against the Turks at the Imperial Diet of Frankfurt. He had little success in Bavaria and Austria, but did gather an army from Hungary, with whom he imposed a siege upon Belgrade. Shortly after the battle, he was taken down by the bubonic plague and died in Croatia in 1456. St. John of Capistrano, pray for us. United States senators renewed calls this weekend to be informed of not only the details surrounding the ambush and death of four of our soldiers in the African country of Niger, but also what we are doing there in the first place. Reuters' Zach Gulman reports.
With funerals over the weekend for U.S. soldiers killed in an ambush in Niger, lawmakers demanded answers from the White House about how and why they died. On Sunday, two U.S. senators pushed for more information from the Pentagon about the military's presence in West Africa and the ambush that killed four servicemen earlier this month. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told NBC's Meet the Press, "I didn't know there was 1,000 troops in Niger. This is an endless war without boundaries and no limitation on time and geography." In a separate interview, Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer said, "We need to look at this carefully. This is a brave new world. There are no set battle plans." Both lawmakers said Congress needs more information about what could become a long and open-ended mission. They join Republican Senator John McCain's effort to get answers from the Department of Defense about America's fight in Niger.
Jihad Watch via the BBC reported yesterday that ISIS militants with machine guns and rocket launchers attacked a paramilitary police base in Niger, killing 12 policemen. The attack took place near the location of the attack upon U.S. troops. Sky News is reporting that druggies in Hawaii are stealing a beloved local favorite to turn around and sell for drug money. The delicacy in question? Spam. Spam's popularity took hold in Hawaii during World War II when the people needed a meat that needed no refrigeration and a long shelf life. Honolulu shopkeeper Ra Long said that it used to be that the druggies would swipe alcohol from the shelves and resell it, but Kimo Carvalho of the Institute for Human Services said of the smuggled spam, quote, "It's quick cash for quick drug money." In this Celestial Musings, Pew Research reports that an increasing percentage of Americans are of the opinion that belief in God is not necessary for one to be moral. In 2011, about 49% of people were of this opinion, and now the percentage stands at 56%. If the simultaneous increase in both objective societal evils and atheism is not enough to convince one that this opinion is flat out wrong, I don't know what is. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.